Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Police in San Francisco have released body camera video from last year's attack that injured the husband of former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi at their home.
Hi. Guys. How you doing?
How are you?
What's going on, man?
Everything's good.
David DePape and 82-year-old Paul Pelosi are seen by the front door of the home, struggling to gain control of a hammer.
Drop the hammer.
Nope.
Hey.
What is going on right now?
I'm not getting an answer. I'm calling.
DePape can be seen lunging at Pelosi with the hammer over his head. The actual attack is out of view of the officers. Pelosi, apparently unconscious, can be seen lying face down on the floor. Officials later said he woke up in a pool of his own blood. DePape has pleaded not guilty in ongoing state and federal cases. He's being held in jail without bail. Video of the police traffic stop in Memphis that resulted in the death of Tyree Nichols is expected to be released later today. The five officers involved were fired. They were also charged with murder. Nichols' mother has a message for them.
You also disgraced your own families when you did this. But you know what? I'm going to pray for you and your families.
Members of Nichols' family pleaded for any protest in Memphis to remain peaceful. The U.S. plans to make it easier for gay and bisexual men to give blood by easing restrictions on groups that typically face higher risk of HIV. The Food and Drug Administration proposed dropping the three-month abstinence requirement for donations from men who have had sex with men. For the second time this month, House Republicans have advanced a measure to restrict presidential use of the nation's emergency oil stockpile, a proposal that has already drawn a White House veto threat. The Justice Department has charged three men as part of an Iran-backed plot to kill an Iranian-American author and activist who's spoken out against human rights abuses. Stocks remain higher on Wall Street. This is AP News. A spokesman for Ukraine's Air Force says Russia has used its latest hypersonic missile to strike Ukrainian energy targets.
Yuri Ina says Ukraine lacks defenses against the Kinzhal, adding that Russia has few such weapons and mostly uses them on high-priority targets. Russia uses missiles which the Ukraine air defenses can't detect and shoot down in time, adding that, unfortunately, we also have consequences from Kinzhal missiles and other missiles that reached the targets. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The mental competency of a man charged with killing 10 people at a Colorado supermarket nearly 2 years ago is set to be discussed again during a hearing as a judge considers whether he can move ahead toward a trial. Court proceedings against the man have been paused for more than a year. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Basketball broadcaster Billy Packer has died at the age of 82. Billy Packer was an Emmy Award-winning college basketball broadcaster who covered 34 Final Fours for NBC and CBS. Packer's son Mark told the AP that his father had been hospitalized in Charlotte for the past 3 weeks and had several medical issues and ultimately succumbed to kidney failure. Packer, who played college ball at Wake Forest, joined NBC in 1974. He was part of the broadcast in 1979 when Magic Johnson's Michigan State team beat Larry Bird's Indiana State squad in the title game. Inflation and consumer spending cooled in December. While the Fed series of interest rate hikes are slowing the economy, Gus Fauché, who's the chief economist with PNC Financial Services Group, says it's a good news, bad news story.
For consumers, it does mean that inflation is slowing, so that is certainly good news. And we also see household incomes still going up, even after adjusting for inflation, so that's good news. But I think that the risk of recession is pretty high this year.
The Fed will meet next week. The Commerce Department says spending for the final 2 months of 2022 were the weakest in the last 2 years. I'm Shelley Adler.
Restaurants are beginning the new year with a reoccurring problem, labor shortages.
Chipotle is looking to hire 15,000 more workers. That push aims to ensure that the stores are fully staffed between March and May, Chipotle's busiest months. Taco Bell has more than 25,000 listings for crew members posted on its website. The National Restaurant Association says U.S. restaurants have added jobs for 24 consecutive months, but restaurant employment is still 3.6% lower than before the pandemic. That's the equivalent of 450,000 jobs. In a November survey, 62% of restaurant operators said they did not have enough staff to meet customer demand. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Second gentleman, Doug Emhoff, has visited the site of the former Nazi concentration camp Auschwitz-Birkenau in Poland. Emhoff was at the site as part of commemorations for the 78th anniversary of the liberation of the camp. He was alongside U.S. Ambassador to Poland Mark Brzezinski. They lay a wreath at the site of executions, known as the Wall of Death. The walls become a focal point for commemorations at the camp, with several other groups also gathering to pay tribute to those who were killed there during World War II. Among those visiting was Yossi Michal, a teacher from Israel, who said he was there to remember the Holocaust. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Residents of a town with high child cancer rates are angry about a deal over a polluted site. A proposed settlement between New Jersey and the current owner of a notoriously polluted industrial site is drawing fire from residents of Toms River, where memories of children getting cancer at elevated rates are still a fresh source of pain. At least 87 children in Toms River, which was then known as Dover Township, had been diagnosed with cancer from 1979 through 1995. New Jersey and Germany-based BASF reached an agreement for the company to restore natural resources polluted by the former Sibagaigi chemical plant. Many residents call the agreement woefully insufficient. Sibagaigi and BASF have paid more than $300 million in the ongoing cleanup of the site. Contaminated groundwater still sits beneath residential neighborhoods. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
For the first time, a band for a historically black college or university has been nominated for the Best Roots Gospel Album Grammy. It's a project called The Urban Hymnal, created by producer Sir the Baptist and TSU assistant band director Larry Jenkins. They wanted to tell the story of black history, but they did not think the Grammys would consider the record. They say, imagine what happened when it got nominated.
The kids went wild. I mean, running through the hall and all.
Running out of class. Literally, leaving class in real time, screaming in the hall.
The Grammys will be awarded February 5th. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.